Christian Audio presents The Gospel Comes with a House Key, Practicing Radically Ordinary Hospitality in Our Post-Christian World, written and read by Rosaria Butterfield. For Kent Butterfield, faithful husband, leader of our household, father of our children, my courageous pastor and humble disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. Not one page of this book could have been written or lived without you. This book is for you, with all of my love. Preface. Radically ordinary hospitality. Those who live it see strangers as neighbors, and neighbors as family of God. They recoil at reducing a person to a category or a label. They see God's image reflected in the eyes of every human being on earth. They know that they are like meth addicts and sex trade workers. They take their own sin seriously, including the sin of selfishness and pride. They take God's holiness and goodness seriously. They use the Bible as a lifeline, with no exceptions. Those who live out radically ordinary hospitality see their homes not as theirs, but as God's gift to use for the furtherance of His kingdom. They open doors. They seek out the underprivileged. They know that the gospel comes with a house key. They take biblical theology seriously, as well as Christian creeds and confessions and traditions. Offering radically ordinary hospitality is an everyday thing at our house. It starts early with minestrone soup simmering on one burner and a pot of steamed rice warming on another. It ends late with Kent making beds on the couches and blowing up air mattresses for a traveling stranded family. A truly hospitable heart anticipates everyday Christ-centered table fellowship and guests who are genuinely in need. Such a heart seeks opportunities to serve. Radically ordinary hospitality doesn't keep fussy lists or make a big deal about invitations. Invitations are open. Radically ordinary hospitality is reflected in Christian homes that resemble those of the first century. Such homes are communal. They are deep and wide in Christian tradition and practice. As Christians, we are a set-apart people, and we do things differently. We don't worry about what the unbelieving neighbors think, because the unbelieving neighbors are right here sharing our table, and they are more than happy to tell us what they think. Practicing radically ordinary hospitality necessitates building margin time into the day, time where regular routines can be disrupted but not destroyed. This margin stays open for the Lord to fill, to take an older neighbor to the doctor, to babysit on the fly, to make room for a family displaced by a flood or a worldwide refugee crisis. Living out radically ordinary hospitality leaves us with plenty to share because we intentionally live below our means. In radically ordinary hospitality, host and guest are interchangeable. If you come to my house for dinner and notice that I am still teaching a math lesson to a child, and my laundry remains on the dining room table unfolded, you roll up your sleeves and fold my laundry, or set the table, or load the dishwasher, or feed the dogs. Radically ordinary hospitality means that hosts are not embarrassed to receive help, and guests know that their help is needed. A family of God gathering daily together needs each and every person. Host and guest are permeable roles. Radically ordinary hospitality lived out in the family of God gathers daily, prays constantly, and needs no invitation to do so. And those who don't yet know the Lord are summoned for food and fellowship. Earthly good is shown as good, and the solitary may choose to be alone, but need not be chronically lonely. We practice radically ordinary hospitality by bearing sacrifices of obedience that God's people are called to offer. We don't think we are more merciful than God, so we don't encourage people to sin against Him or violate what the Word of God says.